哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣带领，今天晚上啊，我们在一起聚会敬拜神，学习圣经的道理。
Thanks for the guidance of God that we have the opportunity tonight to gather here together for the service and learn His truth.
晚上我们继续啊，要学习以弗所书的教训。
And tonight we'll continue our teachings in the book of Ephesians.
我们请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，这个继续啊，就是个人灵修生活要基督化。
And Ephesians chapter 5 talks about the self-development in our daily living.
那灵修生活要基督化，也就是要效法基督，有基督的样式。
And our daily living should be Christ-like, that is to be like Jesus Christ.
这是我们灵修的一个目标。
And that's our goal in our spiritual development.
那到第五章，这里这第一节到第七节这段。
And from chapter 5, verse 1 to 7.
我们要基督化的生活，在这里说要效法神。
And here it says that for us to have a Christ-like living, we should be imitators of God.
好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
As dearly loved children.
基督啊，就是神的爱子。
And Christ is the loved child of God.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面呢，我们就是神的爱子。
And today we in Christ are the loved children of God.
那要成为蒙神所慈爱、神所爱的神的儿女。
And to be dearly loved children of God,
要学习耶稣基督。
We have to be imitators of Jesus.
看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
说也要凭爱心行事。
And live a life of love.
正如基督啊爱我们，为我们舍己。
Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us.
当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
As a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
这个主耶稣基督他的爱
，The love of Jesus Christ。
他怎么样爱我们
？How he loves us。
我们就怎么样彼此相爱
？We should love one another so。
那主耶稣基督爱我们是把自己当作馨香的供物献给神。
And Jesus loves us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God。
那今天我们要效法基督这样的牺牲爱的精神。
And today we have to imitate this a spirit of love.
凭这样的爱心来行事。
And we have to do according to this kind of love.
所以我们做每一件事情呢，我们都会想到说，去造就别人，帮助别人这样子。
So whatever we do to edify and help others.
不要先想到自己。
We do not think of ourselves first.
先想到别人。
But rather think of others.
所以凭爱心行事，就这个意思。
And this is to do according to love.
那这种保罗说，这种爱心，什么事情都不要欠人，不要亏欠人。
And we should not be in debt of with others.
唯独有一件事啊，要常常以为亏欠。
But only in one thing we should feel that we are lacking.
就是爱心的事情。
And that is in the matter concerning love.
这个爱心呢、要存这样的心，我欠你的，我应该要还，这个是。这种精神，而不是说我是施恩情给你，而是说我欠你的。
We do not show mercy on others, but rather we feel that we lack the love and we have to love others this way.
是应该的。
And this is our duty.
这个是神的旨意，神要我做的。
And this is God's will. God wants me to do so.
我如果不这样来爱你，我就亏欠神的荣耀。
And if I do not love you in this way, then I cannot glorify God.
以真遵行神的旨意，效法神的爱，来做事情。
To obey God's commandment and imitate His love and do things accordingly.
这个就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所留下的榜样。
And this is what Jesus Christ had left for us an example on the cross.
这样我们就成为神所喜爱的儿女。
Then we can be dearly children of God.
然后在我们行为言行上面，我们灵修上的言行上面要注意几件事情。
And we have to be careful with our speech and action.
看到第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
说至于淫乱并一切污秽，或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合乎圣徒的体统。 淫词妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。这是告诉我们讲话啊，我们要成为一个神所喜爱的儿女，我们在要像基督一样，在言语上面呢、啊，要圣洁，要合乎这个圣徒的体统。
And to be dearly loved children of God, in our speech we should imitate Jesus, just like Jesus.
所以到提到这些一般世人很喜欢讲的话，像这些淫乱的事情，以及污秽的事情，贪心的事情啊。
So the worldly talk such as sexual immorality or any kind of impurity and greed.
这种事情就不要去谈啊，不要去谈。
We should not even mention about it.
很多人喜欢谈那些淫乱的事情，就不要谈，
people,
听都不要听。
Some people like to talk about sexual immorality. We do not talk about it and we do not listen to it.
那种贪心的事情，
and about greed,
也是一样。
It's the same.
那个会使我们的心呢、啊，啊，被世界给吸引了、啊。
It will cause us our heart to be seduced by the world.
那么至于还有一些，那种。啊，淫词，淫词就是那种黄色的话，那个淫词妄语，那个狂妄的话，戏笑的话，没有意义的话，这些啊，在我们圣徒来讲啊，都不相宜啊，不相宜。
And obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, joking are not suitable for believers as well.
所以弟兄姐妹在一起要注意这些，要避免这些。啊，那我们跟一般的世人在一起的时候，我们也要特别。啊，谨慎警醒自己，不要被感染啊。
So in our conversation between brothers and sisters or between non-believers, we should be careful about it.
啊，这个是讲话方面的，我们要注意的。
And this is what we should be careful about speech.
啊，为什么要注意这些呢
？Why do we have to be careful?
看到第五节啊。
Read verse five.
说，因为你们确实的知道啊，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的。在基督和神的国里都是无份的、啊、这里说我们确实知道我们已经了解这些事情在神的国里面在基督里面是没有份的
And you can be sure that all this has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God
这些事情会损害我们伤害我们的属灵我们的灵性、啊、和我们属灵的这些恩典福分、啊
These things can hurt our spiritual life and our blessings and grace.
是绝对没有益处的。
It's completely meaningless.
虽然当时在谈起来，哇、哦，嘻嘻哈哈笑，快快乐乐这样，好像是这样子。可是那个损失很大，一般人不晓得，我们知道，我们就要注意了。
Though it might seem a lot of fun talking about all this, but in the end, we will lose.
好，那这里有提到这个，尤其是贪心。现在这个世界是一个贪心的世界。尤其是贪心的事情，就跟拜偶像一样，罪是同等的。贪心的罪跟拜偶像的罪是同等。
Especially greed, greed is just equal to worshiping idols.
啊，在这个十条诫命里面，啊，第二条啊是不可拜偶像，这是第二条。
The second commandment, is you shall not make for yourself an idol.
啊，第四条诫命就不可贪心。
And the tenth commandment is you shall not greed.
他说这个是。十条诫里面的二诫跟十诫这个同等罪。
So the second commandment equals to the tenth commandment.
所以第六节就提醒我们。
So in verse six,
有些人可能会说，这个没有什么关系嘛，讲讲笑话有什么关系
？They might think that it's okay to joke about all this.
啊，谈一谈这些嘻嘻哈哈笑了一下就过去了嘛。
It's just for a good laugh.
所以第六节提醒我们。
Verse six reminds us.
不要被人。虚浮的话欺哄
Do not be deceived by this empty words.
因为这些事情啊，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Because such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient.
所以你们不要与他们同伙。
So you should be no partners of them.
就要远避这些啊诱惑。
You have to avoid this temptation.
会让我们去感染这些误会。
The temptation that caused us to become impure、
会诱惑我们去讲这些不该讲的话
that seduced us to talk all this ignorant talk
这一种不好的环境、我们要远离、要远离
We should stay away from all this bad environment、
避免、受到很大的亏损
so that we would not suffer in the end
因为我们今天在耶稣基督里面我们所得到的福气、是天上各样属灵的福气。
Because the inheritance that we're going to receive is all the blessings from heaven.
对今生来讲，好像没有什么亏损。对今生那些啊世上的这些事情。
In our daily lives for now.
讲一讲就过去了，没有什么。
All is temporary.
但我们要知道，你看在基督在神的国里面是无份的，这个对天上各样属灵的福气，这种是影响很大的。
But the endless blessings of God that comes from heaven is what is most influential.
哎，所以不要被人有这样的话欺哄，说没有什么关系，不要这样，不要轻易的被这个欺骗啊。
So we should not be easily deceived by all these bad people.
哎，应当要谨慎，要避免。
We should be watchful and avoid all this.
好，接下来我们看到第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第八节下面第八节到十四节这一段。就是告诉我们要像一个光明的子女。
Verse 8 to 14 tells us to be like children of light.
第八节我们看。
Let's read verse 8.
说从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。这里我们以前还没有得到神的恩典，还没有得到主耶稣的这个救赎啊。
Before we receive the grace and salvation of Jesus,
我们的生命是死在过犯罪恶之中。
We live in darkness and sinfulness.
我们的生命与神的生命、所赐的生命是隔绝的。
And we have no part with the life of God.
所以那个时候是暗昧，是在心地是暗昧的，在黑暗之中。
So we live in darkness.
那现在我们已经从罪恶中出来，所以神救我们进入光明中了。
But now we have been saved into the light.
所以今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们是光明的子女。
So today in Christ, we are the children of light.
那光明的子女，我们在光明中啊，我们的一言一行啊，都是很明显的。
So as children of light, our deeds are obvious.
所以不要做暗中的事。
So we do not do things in darkness.
在光明中，这个是神的范围。
In lightness is under the boundary of God.
今天我们是光明的子女，我们是神的儿女，所以呢，在光明中与神同行。
We are children of God, children of light, so we should walk with Jesus.
这个光明的表现，第九节。
And verse 9 talks about the fruits of light.
合乎这三个条件。
It has to combine with all these three conditions.
所光明所结的果，就是一切的第一个是良善，第二是公义，第三是诚实。
It's goodness, righteousness, and truth.
我们一切所做的话、讲、所想、所说的话、所做的事情。
Whatever we do and say.
第一，一定是良善的、好的。
Firstly, it must be good.
说好话、做好事。
Do good deeds and speak good speech.
但是这只是一个条件而已。
But that's only one condition.
要接下来这个，还要合乎公义，那才是光明的。
Secondly, you have to be righteous in order to live in light.
不但是要合乎公义，还要是诚实的，实实在在做的，没有什么不良的动机。
And you have to be truthful with as well.
合乎这三个条件就是光明的。
Then with these three conditions, you can be considered as children of light.
不管在任何的地方，什么时候都是坦荡荡的，是可以摊开来的，没有羞愧的，没有羞愧。
No matter where you are, you can live frankly because you are not ashamed of yourself.
是良善的。
And you have all the goodness.
是公义的。
You have all the righteousness.
是诚实的。
And truthfulness.
里里外外都没有问题。
Inside out, you have no problem at all.
完全光明的。
You live in light.
今天在基督里面，我们要做事情一定要合乎这三个条件。
Today in Christ, we should do all things with these three conditions.
看第十节
，verse ten，
说总要查验何为主所喜悦的事，那暗昧的无意的事情，不要与同行，倒要责备行这样事的人，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。这里就是要告诉我们啊，要做光明的子女，就要行光明的事。
Here it tells us, as children of light, we have to do fruit, bear fruit of light.
那要怎么样行光明的事？
And how do we do so?
要懂得查验什么是主所喜悦的事。
We have to find out what pleases the Lord.
主耶稣所喜悦的事就是善良、公义、诚实的事情。
What pleases the Lord is goodness, righteousness, and truthfulness.
不善良，当然神不喜欢。
If you're evil, God doesn't like you.
不公义，不喜欢。
If you are unrighteous, He doesn't like you either.
当然不喜欢。
And if you are dishonest, He doesn't like you either.
所以我们做良善、公义、诚实的事情，就是主所喜悦的。
So we do things with goodness, righteousness, and truthfulness, God will like us.
要时时刻刻要查验，一定要啊这样来做这些事情，主就喜欢我们。
We have always to self-examine ourselves if we can please God.
那在反方向来讲，就是那些暧昧的事情，知道这个是暧昧的，虽然你知道，但是呢，有些人知道还是行，那就不好了。
So in other words, those things that are in darkness, you should not do it.
因为受到诱惑，明明知道错，还是跟着走。
Though you know it's not right, but you still follow the temptation.
有些人说，那要死大家一起死，那真糟糕。
Some people say, it's okay, we all die together.
不想这样糊涂的啊。
You should not be so foolish.
既然是错，错就要责备。
If it's wrong, then you have to rebuke.
责备，这个不对啊，你怎么可以这样做？
Rebuke that it's wrong, you should not do so.
那有些人不懂，光明的子女就会告诉他这个不对。
Some people do not understand. Children of light will rebuke the person.
你说暧昧了，你虽然不对，你不敢讲，好，跟不但不讲，还跟他一起去。
But children of darkness would not dare to rebuke and would follow the darkness.
这样就成为暗昧之子。
Then you will become the children of darkness.
这个神就不喜欢了啊。
Then God is not pleased with you.
所以这种暗中的事、可耻的事情，这个不要做，这样是羞耻了啊。
So things in darkness you should not do, otherwise you will shame yourself.
这个十三节说啊。
And verse 13.
凡事受了责备啊，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。光明的子女啊，显明一切，什么是好的，什么是这个不好的。
Children of light expose everything by light.
我们光明的子女就像光一样，可以显明出一些好的跟不好的。
Children of light are like light; they can expose good and bad things.
那么这个不好就受一责备就知道，这个事情不好。
When once they rebuke, then they will know that this is wrong.
一个小孩子。三岁小孩子不懂是什么好什么不好，他不知道的。
A three-year-old child will not know what's right and wrong.
但是根据父母的反应，他就知道了。
But according to the parents' reactions, he would know.
因为父母责备他，这个不好，这个是不好的事情。
Because when the parents rebuke him, then he will know that he has done something wrong.
做了这个事情，父母高兴，这个是好事。
And then when he does something that pleases the parents, then he will know that it's a good thing.
虽然他三岁小孩不能对这个事情没有办法分辨。可是他可以根据这个光对他的显明，让他明白。
Though three-year-old children cannot discern right and wrong, but he can know right and wrong from the exposure of light.
我们要做光明的子女。
So we have to be the children of light.
主耶稣对门徒说：“你们是世上的光。”
Jesus tells disciples, "You are the light of the world."
光要照亮一家人。
And light will shine through the whole family.
要照亮这个世界。
Shine through the world.
十四节
，verse 14。
所以啊，主说啊，你这睡着的人啊，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了啊！所以保罗劝我们呢、不要睡着了。
So, Paul reminds us we should not be asleep.
睡着了就见不到光了。
If you are asleep, then you cannot see the light.
虽然电灯很亮，可是你睡着了，那你看得到。
Though the light bulbs are shining, but you are asleep, then you cannot see.
在太阳底下睡觉也是看不到的。
And you sleep under the sun, you still cannot see the sunshine.
如果你醒过来，光就照亮你。
But if you wake up, then the light will shine on you.
所以千万呢，不要叫我们的灵性睡着了。
So our spiritual life should not be asleep.
在道理上面呢，如果睡着了，那就很危险了。
If we sleep in the truth, then it's very dangerous.
道理听好像是像主耶稣说的，说你们听是听见了，就不明白啊；看是看见了，不晓得啊。
Otherwise, we'll be like we listen, but we do not understand. We see, but we do not see clearly.
所以听到跟没有听到一样，看见跟没有看见是一样的。
So even though you see, but you do not see clearly, you listen, but you do not understand.
这样就不好。
Then it's not good at all.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面是光明的。
Today in Christ, we are children of light.
如果你睡着了，就黑暗。
If you are asleep, then you live in darkness.
所以要醒过来。
So you have to wake up.
要警醒。
To be watchful.
灵性不要睡着。
And your spiritual life should not fall asleep.
叫神的这光照你啊，神的主，神的这个道理啊，就是光，就会照亮我们的心。
God's truth is the light will shine on you.
让我们成为光明的子民。
Then we'll become the children of light.
好，接下来我们要看第十五节。
Verse 15.
啊，这个十五节到二十一节这一段就是要我们做一个智慧的人。
15 to 21 tells us to be a wise person.
我们要像一个智慧的人，不要像一个愚昧的人。
We should be wise and not unwise.
看到十五节。
15.
说你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。一个智慧人呢、啊，第一个在做事情是谨慎，他不会说啊，没有经过大脑随便讲话，没有经过思考随便做事情。
A wise person will be careful in his speech and action.
一个智慧人三思而后行，所以他不会做错事情。
A wise person will think carefully before he does anything.
他会经过思想之后，他讲的话是造就人的好话，他不会讲那个不造就人的话。
A wise person will only speak words that are edifying.
再来看十六节。
Verse 16.
要爱惜光阴呢，因为现今这个时代邪恶。爱惜光阴，这个智慧人的一个特色。
And another characteristic of the wise is making the most of every opportunity.
他知道这个时间宝贵。
Because the days are evil.
时间就等于我们的生命啊，你浪费时间呢，就是失去了生命一样。
Time is so precious like life. If you waste time, you waste your life.
生命是神所给我们的。
And life is given by God.
时间也是他所赏赐。
Time is given by God as well.
神每天都把时间给我们。
Lord gives us the time every day.
明天现在还在他的手中。
Tomorrow is still in his hands.
明天不在我们手里。
Tomorrow is not in our hands.
明天在神的手里。
Tomorrow is in God's hands.
明天是不是给我们？我们现在不知道。
We do not know if we have tomorrow.
但是当就眼睛一打开，神给了，感谢主，我们感谢领受。
But when we wake up and open eyes, we are thankful to God.
我们感谢主啊，感谢你赐给我今天，我今天你要我做什么？
We are thankful to God that He has given us this day what He wants us to do.
主耶稣说，一天的事情一天完成。
God says you should finish your work for the same day.
每天都能遵照神的旨意完成我们该做的事情。
Every day we accomplish what is given to us.
这个就是聪明的。
And that is to be considered wise.
怎么样才能这样子？
How can you do so?
我们看到十七节。
Verse 17.
说不要做糊涂人了，要明白主的旨意如何了，就是这么简单。
And that's so simple.
不要糊里糊涂这样过日子了。
Do not be foolish.
这样的时间都浪费掉了。
Do not waste your time.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand what the Lord's will is.
主啊，我当做什么？每天都是这样子的。
Ask Lord what you should do every day.
我们早上醒来祷告，祷告什么？
Every morning when you pray, what do you pray for?
感谢神，今天还是给我好。
Thank God you have given me this day.
有些人是没有睡不醒的。
Somebody goes to sleep and never wake up again.
睡了早上就叫不醒了。
The next day.He cannot be wakened.
不要以为这个很自然嘛，一定会醒嘛，怎么会不醒呢？
Do not think that it's natural you will wake up eventually.
孔夫子就很明白这个道理。
Confucius understands this very well.
他说我不敢受人家的隔日的帖子，不敢受隔日的那个帖，人家请帖呀。
I do not dare to receive the wedding invitations for the next day.
为什么？
Why?
所以我知道，我上床的时候我知道，但是是不是会下床，我不知道。
Because when I go to sleep, I do not know whether I wake up the next morning.
他很知道，这生命在神的手中啊，不是在我的手中。
He understands very well that life is in the hands of God and not himself.
很多人计划什么什么什么，我明年后年几年怎么样？其实是不是能够活到那个时候
？A lot of people plan about everything ahead of the years, but he do not know whether he will live that long.
所以一个聪明的人，他会把握住今天去完成今天的事情。
So a wise person grip hold of today's chance and accomplish all the things.
那主的旨意如何？就是神的旨意，就是要我们该做的事情啊，就是。
And what the Lord will is to do our own duty.
所以智慧的人，他明白，他不会为明天忧虑，也不会为昨天忧虑，他只为今天的事情啊，来思虑去完成。
So a wise person do not worry about tomorrow, yesterday, but just accomplish what he has to do today.
看十八节。
Verse 18.
再还有一点重要。
Another important point.
明白之后啊，还要有能力来做。
When you understand, you have to perform it.
这个明白了主的旨意，没有能力去做也没有用的。
If you understand the will of God, but you do not have the power to do it, it's useless.
所以十八节说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So verse 18 says, do not get drunk, and which leads to debauchery.
醉生梦死的人呢，醉酒的就是这样糊涂过去了，时间就这样过去了。
Because otherwise you will waste your time in foolishness.
一个智慧人、聪明人就被圣灵充满，被圣灵充满。
A wise person will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满，我们就有力量，神就加给我们的力量。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the power from God.
去完成主的旨意。
And we can accomplish the will of God.
每天都过得很充实，完成每天的工作。
Every day we lead a meaningful life and accomplish our duty.
哎，这个是一个聪明人。
And that is considered a wise person.
他晓得要被圣灵充满，去完成神的旨意。
He knows he has to be filled with the Holy Spirit to accomplish God's will.
看到19节。
Verse 19.
他也知道要怎么样来颂赞神。
He knows how to praise God.
说当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。这个一个智慧人，不但知道自己该做的事，他也了解要怎么样来敬拜神、侍奉神，尽人的本分。
A wise person not only know how to do his own duty, but also know how to worship God.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面。
Today in Christ.
我们要殷勤侍奉主。
We have to fervently serve the Lord.
所以一个智慧人他会晓得用各种这些诗章也好，颂词也好，灵歌也好，他彼此来口唱心头，实实在在的这样来颂赞主，得到神的喜爱。
So a wise person knows how to use psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to sing and praise God with a truthful heart.
还有20节。
And verse 20.
还要凡事奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。一个智慧人知道怎么样来向神感谢。
A wise person knows how to give thanks to God.
他是知道感恩的人。
He's always with a thankful heart.
那要怎么样来向神感谢呢？
And how do we give thanks to God?
说奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
That's in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个也是很重要，一个智慧人，因为他很了解这个恩典是怎么来的。
This is very important because the wise person understands how the grace comes from.
神是在耶稣基督里面赐给我们一切恩典。
God in Christ Jesus gives us all the blessings.
所以我们现在要感谢神。
So we should be thankful to God.
就是要在基督里面。
And that is in Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢天父真神的爱。
Thanks for the love of God.
时时刻刻都不忘记这个事情。
And never forget about this.
这就是一个智慧人。
This is considered wise person.
有时候糊涂了以后就忘记神的恩典。
Sometimes we become foolish and forget the grace of God.
有些人虽然没有忘记神的恩典，可是忘记了以为这些恩典是凭自己得来的。
Sometimes somebody does not forget about the grace of God, but he thinks he owns all this grace.
他在基督里面，他就夸口。
And he is boastful in Christ.
他就讲话就不一样。
And he's different in his speech.
他就拿神的恩典夸口。
He used the grace of God as a boastfulness.
他不懂得这个是奉耶稣的名来感谢父神。
He do know how to praise God, give thanks to God in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要做一个智慧的人，明白今天这个恩典是在基督里面得到，是神借着耶稣基督让我们得到这个恩典的。
So as a wise person, we should understand that through Christ, God has given us all this grace.
所以只要夸口，就是指着耶稣基督主的爱有多大，主的恩典有多丰盛。
And we can only boast about the great love and grace of abundant grace of Jesus Christ.
不是我有多好，我有多能干，不是这样子。
But not how good you are or how powerful you are.
所以我们要懂得怎么样来感谢神。
So we should know how to give thanks to God.
这样会保守我们一个很谦卑温柔谦卑的心。
To preserve us to have a humble and gentle heart.
并且呢，顺服的心。
And a submissive heart.
我们看21节。
Verse 21.
说又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。这个很重要。
This is very important.
这样就达到这个基督的形象就会出来了。
Then we'll have the likeness of Christ.
存敬畏基督的心。
to have a reverence for Christ.
彼此顺服。
And submit to one another.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里面。
Today we're in Christ.
世上的人是他有阶级的。
There are different status in the world.
在下的顺服在上的，这没有话说的。
People with the lower status will have to listen to the higher status.
谈到彼此顺服，那就难了。
So they cannot submit to one another.
你又是谁？我又是谁？为什么我要听你的？
Who are you? Why should I listen to you?
很难的这个。
It's very difficult.
但是在基督里面，在教会里面就很容易咯。
But in Christ, in church, it's very easy.
因为我们有敬畏基督的心。
Because we have a reverence for God.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面。
Today in Christ.
我们都有敬畏基督的心。
We have a fearful heart for God.
所以我们就效法基督。
So we imitate Jesus.
谦卑顺服。
To have a humble and gentle heart.
彼此顺服。
Submit to one another.
就是顺服神，就是顺服主。
And that
is. 看到腓立比书第二章。
We read Philippians chapter 2.
我们就知道啊，纯敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服，就是基督的形象。
We'll know that imitating Christ's humility, that is to have the likeness of God the Christ.
我们看到从第五节看啊。
Let's read verse 5.
第二章第五节，说你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己呀，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这个就是基督的心。
And that is the heart of Jesus Christ.
既然成为人的样式，就是奴仆，这个是存心忍耐，就自己卑微，不敢自己认为，哎，我是什么了不起的。
Because he has become a human, that's why he takes the very nature of a servant.
在教会里面都是弟兄姐妹。
In Christ, we are brothers and sisters.
我们同样一位主，我们都是听他的。
We have the same Lord, and we listen to him.
那主要我们彼此顺服。
God wants us to submit to one another.
所以我们敬畏基督的心，我们就能彼此顺服。
So we have a fearful heart for God, and we will submit to one another.
这是主耶稣的样式。
And that is the likeness of God.
顺服到死。
And to be obedient until death.
这个是顺服神的旨意。
That is to be obedient to will of God.
死在最痛苦的十字架上。
And to die on the cross.
这个就是基督的顺服。
And that is to be submissive like Jesus Christ.
今天我们有这样的心，我们就会像基督。
Today, if we have this kind of heart, we'll be like Jesus.
这个是灵修上我们追求的一个目标啊。
And that is a goal in our spiritual development.
我们在教会里面弟兄姐妹在一起，就有这样学习的机会，彼此顺服的这个学习的机会。
So with our brother sister, we learn how to submit with one another.
那是我们在基督里面每个弟兄姐妹都像神所喜爱的儿女一样的。
So that in Christ we are all dearly loved children of God.
有基督的样式啊，有神的形象。
We have the likeness of Christ and image of God.
这是我们共同努力的目标。
And that is a goal that we should pursue together.
所以彼此照顾，彼此相劝，彼此帮助造就，达成这个目标。
So we care for one another, edify one another, and encourage one another.
看回来，以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 5.
接下来呀，我们要谈到的就是家庭生活。
And we talk about the life in our family.
这个二十二节以下到第六章的四节，这一段就是谈到家庭的生活。
From verse 22 of chapter 5 until verse 4 of chapter 6.
家庭的生活啊，是要属灵化。
Our family life should be spiritualized.
要以属灵的这种关系啊，在基督里面这种属灵的关系啊，来过我们家庭的生活。
And to have a spiritual life in our family life.
这个在一般的世人是不可能的。
For the worldly people, it's impossible.
所以这种家庭的这个生活的关系啊就不一样啊。
So their relationship in the family is different.
好，那在基督里面的家庭是怎么样的家庭？
So what should the family in Christ be like?
好，夫妻的关系是怎么样的关系？
What are the relation between wives and husbands?
父子的关系是怎么样的关系？
And the relation between children and parents. 应该
怎么样来过这种家庭的生活？
And how should we lead this kind of family life?
很宝贵。
This is very precious.
好， 所以保罗这一段就讲的这个很重要的一个这样的一个属灵的原则，如果我们去遵守，我们就会有一个啊基督化的家庭啊，美满幸福的家庭。
And this is a very important principle. If we follow it, we have a Christ-like family.
啊，那这一段呢，我们常常在婚礼的时候都会谈到这一段。
And we'll always talk about this in a holy matrimony.
一个家庭第一个基础，家庭的一个基础就是夫妻。
And the first foundation of family is wife and husband.
夫妻的关系如果好，这个家庭一定好。
If the relation between wife and husband is good, the family is good.
夫妻的关系如果不好，这个家庭一定糟糕。
If their relationship is bad, then the family will suffer.
那这个关系要怎么好？
So how do we build up good relationship?
神的旨意就是夫妻是一体，不可分开的。
God's will is for the wife and husband never to separate.
一个身体你分开你就死掉了。
Because they are of one body, they cannot separate, otherwise they will die.
神设立婚姻的意义就是以两人成为一体，建立一个家庭。
The meaning of holy matrimony is to two become one and build a family.
那么这种一体的关系是怎么样的？
And how, what is this kind of?
这个关系就是基督跟教会的关系。
What is this kind of relationship? It's the relationship between Christ and church.
那以这样的关系啊。来过我们在家庭里面夫妻的生活。
And based on this relationship, we have a family life like this.
这样这个家庭的基础啊就很稳固。
Then we'll have a strong foundation for our family.
在这个稳固的基础上面建立一个美满幸福的家庭。
And on this strong foundation, we build up a happy family.
现在我们来看这一段。
Now we'll read this passage.
说你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。23节，说因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。24节，说教会怎么样顺服基督啊，妻子也当怎样凡事顺服丈夫。25节，说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。这个是夫妻的关系。
This is a relationship between wife and husband.
哎，就是头跟身体的关系。
And that is the head and the body.
教会，基督是教会的头，教会是基督的身体。
Christ is the head of the church, and church is the body of Christ.
我们在基督里面，我们已经明白教会是基督的身体。
We already understand that church is the body of Christ.
要用你对这个真理的认识来建立你的家庭。
And with this knowledge of truth, we build our family.
这个叫属灵化。
And that is to have a spiritual family.
如果你不明白教会是基督的身体，
if you do not understand the body is the church is the body of Christ,
那你就无从建立起啊，就没有基础，你就不会了。
Then you do not know how to build your foundation.
所以以弗所书第一章就告诉我们这个真理。
So Ephesians chapter 1 tells us about this truth.
到第四章的时候，我们告诉这个真理是怎么建立的。
And chapter 4 talks about how we build up this church, a body.
然后啊，在这里就告诉应用到我们的家庭生活里头来。
And now here it applies to our family life.
所以夫妻这个关系一定要本着以基督跟教会的关系来建立。
So we should build this relationship upon the relationship between Christ and church.
爱跟顺服建立起来的。
And that is to build with love and submission.
绝对不能缺少这两样。
You should not be lacking in any one of this.
爱跟顺服。
To have love and submissiveness.
如果没有爱，顺服就消失。
If you do not have love, then you would not be able to submit.
今天如果基督不爱我们，我们会顺服他吗？
If Jesus does not love us, will we be submissive to him?
但是我们知道，基督已经爱我们，为我们舍己，我们知道。
But we know Christ has loved us and sacrificed for us.
那我们要学习的就是顺服。
So what we have to learn now is to be submissive.
今天这个家庭的关系是这样子。
And this is a relationship in a family for today.
说丈夫要爱自己的妻子，像基督爱教会，为教会舍己，这样子。
The husband should love the wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
这个是丈夫的责任。
And that is the duty of a husband.
尽的本分。
And that is the husband's duty.
舍己，他不会说为自己的。
To sacrifice himself and do not be selfish.
所以做丈夫的有这种牺牲舍己的爱来爱妻子。
So the love should have, the husband should have this sacrifice love to love his wife.
那妻子就是凡事顺服丈夫。
and the wife should be submissive to husband in all things.
像这个头跟身体的关系。
Just like the relationship between the head and body.
这个头啊，它是全心全力在照顾全身体。
And the head controls the cares for the whole body.
那这个肢体全部都是顺服这个头的。
And all the parts of the body have to submit to the head.
今天这个讲话，这个动作都是听他的。
All the speech and actions listen to our brain.
如果有一天他不听了。
If one day the parts of the body do not listen anymore, then it will be a big problem.
中风的人就是这样。
Somebody that has a stroke is like this.
半边不听了，不听话了。
Half of his body does not listen to him.
不能中风了，一中风就完蛋了。
If you have a stroke, then that's your end.
我们知道身体不可以中风，但是一个家庭中风比身体中风更严重。
If a family has a stroke, it's even more severe than a body having a stroke.
现在很多中风的家庭很可怜。
Today we have many families that has a stroke.
一个人自己中风的话，就自己的身自己而已。
If you are having a stroke, then you only suffer for yourself.
一个家庭一中风，害很多人的。
But if a family has a stroke, then many people suffer.
啊，影响整个社会。
And influence the whole society.
所以这个是很重要，家庭一定要坚固。
So this is very important. We have to have a strong family.
那主耶稣怎么样爱教会？
And how does Jesus love the church?
为教会舍己。
Sacrifice for the church.
看到第26节。
Verse 26.
说用水借的道把教会洗干净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己作为荣耀的教会，毫无玷污，作为人类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。这个主耶稣爱教会，他用他的爱。还用水借的道要把教会洗得干干净净、圣圣洁洁，这样没有瑕疵，哦，非常完美，成为一个荣耀的教会。
Through the love of Jesus Christ, He cleansed the church to be as radiant and holy like Himself.
哦，那看二十八节。
Verse 28.
丈夫也要像这样。
And the husband should be like that.
应当爱妻子呢，好像爱自己的身体一样，哦，把她照顾得很好。
He should love his wife like loving himself and cares for it.
你看我们自己在身体都把它洗得干干净净，我穿得漂漂亮亮，我还要运动，还要吃好东西，还要让我健康，这样我们都自己这样照顾身体啊，就是用这样子的精神一样的照顾妻子就对了。
We care for our body, we dress up well, we eat well, we exercise, and that is how we should take care of our wives as well.
所以爱妻子便是爱自己了。
Loving your wife is like loving yourself.
说从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。
Nobody will hate his own body, but he feeds and cares for it just as Christ does the church.
这是讲到正常的人。
And this is a normal person.
没有人恨自己的身体，没有。
Nobody will hate his own body.
保养顾惜的，这个是正常人。
But rather feeds and cares for it, and it's a normal person.
如果反常的人就不一样了。
And if a person that's insane,
反常的人会伤害自己。
Will hurt himself,
也会伤害人
and hurt others as well.
哎，正常的人爱自己，哎，爱别人。
A normal person will care for himself and others.
说爱人，爱人如己。
Love others like he loved himself.
哎，这个就是圣经的真理。
And that is the truth in the Bible.
啊，所以说，夫妻的这种关系啊，就是要以这样子基督跟教会之间的关系来建立。
So the relationship of wife and husband should be built upon the relation between Christ and Jesus.
看到三十节。
Verse 30.
下面就讲到我基督跟教会的关系。
The relationship between church and Christ.
因为我们是他身上的肢体。
We are the parts of his body.
为了这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
31.
32节。
32.
说这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督跟教会说的。这件事情，两人成为一体是一个极大的奥秘。
Two will become one flesh is a great mystery.
就基督跟教会是成为一体。
That is, Christ and Jesus become a body.
所以今天呢，我们受洗归入基督里面。
Today we're baptized and we belong to Christ.
基督就圣灵来住在我们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, Christ lives in us.
所以我们在主耶稣基督里面，主耶稣也在我们里面。
So we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. Christ is in us.
这个叫做一体。
And this is called in one flesh.
好，夫妻的关系是这样子。
And that is the relationship between wife and husband.
两人成为一体。
Two will become one.
这个关系啊，是最完美的关系。
And that is the most perfect relationship.
夫妻的关系是最完美的。
So the relationship between husband and wife is the most perfect one.
神造创造这个婚姻的一个旨意啊，奥秘啊。
And that is a profound mystery in marriage.
啊，两个夫妻两个人如果懂得这个一体的奥秘，去过一体的生活，那真是幸福快乐啊。
If the husband and wife understand the profound mystery of one flesh, then they'll live happily.
啊，三十三节。
33.
说然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样。
Each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself.
啊，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
And the wife respect her husband.
啊，这个是一句结语的话啊。
That's a conclusion.
啊，大家能够这样就好。
If you can do so, then it's good.
啊，那现在看到第六章的一节到四节。
Now we read chapter 6:1-4.
这是两代之间的关系。
That is a relation between two generations.
啊，第一节说，你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母。
Verse 1 says you should obey your parents in Lord.
啊，儿女要听从父母，是在主里面听从父母。
Children obey their parents in the Lord.
那这个小时候呢，接受父母的啊，在主里面的这种教训。
When you are young, you receive religious education from your parents.
哦，那在主里面的父母是怎么样来教导自己的儿女呢？
And how does the parent teach the children?
啊，第四节说。
Verse 4 it says.
说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
Father, do not exasperate your children.
是要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
今天我们在养育我们的儿女，不是照自己的意思。
We do not raise our children according to our own will.
不是按照自己的喜好。
According to our own favoritism.
一般人当然是这样子，没有话说的啦。
It's so for most of the people.
但是今天我们在基督里面。
But today when in Christ.
不可以。
We cannot do so.
一定要按照主的教训。
We have to do according to the teachings of Lord.
圣经的这个教训。
According to the teachings in the Bible,
不要随便惹儿女的气。
Do not exasperate your children.
因为惹他的气啊，伤害他的心啊，这个儿子会受亏损的。
Because when you hurt him, and he will suffer.
他的心的发育发展会不正常的。
There will be a problem in his development.
一个人啊，从小啊，没有接受正常的爱的这种滋润啊，没有得到爱的这种照顾啊，他的发展就会畸形的，都不健全的。
A children who does not receive normal life in his growing, he will suffer abnormal situation.
就是父母的责任。
And that is the responsibility of the parents.
小孩长大奇奇怪怪，这个是父母弄出来的，就是这样子啊。
So some children when they grow up, they become abnormal. Because of the parents.
所以我们在主里面就有一个标准，就是按照主的教训，不会错，就是这样子，正正常常的这样长大。
So in the Lord we have a principle. If we follow it, our children will grow in a normal way.
好，那么儿女他就在主里面，他就听从啊，就顺服父母的这样教导，这样长大。
And in Christ, the children will listen to parents and grow up.
长大以后，父母老了怎么办？
And when they grow up and children, the parents grow old, what happens?
第二节。
Verse 2.
主要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命，神的诫命带着应许鼓励你。你如果遵守，你就得到好处，得到福气，得到长寿。
And that is a commandment with a promise. If you obey it, you will receive blessings.
所以为父母养育长大，长大了之后，我父母年老了，这个时候需要你。我们做儿女就要尽孝道，孝敬父母，啊，这样神就高兴，神赐福给我们，并且呢，使我们长寿。
The parents have raised you, and when they become old, you should honor them. Then God will bless you and give you a long life.
哎，所以主的教训，属灵化，就是按照主的教训来，啊。
According to the teaching of Lord Jesus.
两代之间。儿女跟父母之间的关系是建立在主的教训这样的关系上。
The relationship between children and parents should be built on Christ.
这两代就没有什么代沟了。
Then there wouldn't be a generation gap between children and parents.
主的教训在中间。
Because we have the teaching of Christ.
这是一个最好的桥梁，沟通的桥梁。
And that is the best bridge for communication.
所以圣经这样告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
我们最后看这一节圣经。
We'll read this. As our last Bible verse.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
申命记第六章.
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
申命记第六章.
Sorry, chapter 6.
第六章, 哦, 我们读这一段, 啊, 慢慢去思想它, 就会了解.
If we read Deuteronomy chapter 6 slowly,
啊,
you understand.
第四节, 啊, 来看, 啊,
From verse 4.
说以色列啊, 你要听, 啊, 主我们的神是独一的主, 你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神第六节
6
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上也要殷勤教训你的儿女
7
无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论也要记在你的手上为记号戴在你的额上为经文 也要写在你的房屋的门框上 并你的城门上 把神的教训呢记在心里
To put the commandments of God in your heart
殷勤教训我们的儿女
And impress them on your children
随时随地跟他谈
Talk about them
谈论的沟通的
Communicate with them all time
并且呢戴在手上 让他看示范给他看 神的道要怎么做 怎么样遵循神的教训
And tie them as symbols on your hand That is to have a good example for them
戴在额上发光出来 表现出来给他看
Bind them on your forehead that is to have the likeness of Christ
在门框上 画画
Write them on the door frame
这个家庭是基督化的家庭
So that you have the light of God to shine through That is a Christ-like family
大家都遵守主耶稣的教训
And everybody obeys the teaching of Christ
这个教会是基督的教会
The church is the church of Christ
这个城啊这个教会 城就是教会啊
On the wall, city wall is the church
在主里面的家庭是基督化的家庭 整个教会就是基督的教会
We have a Christ-like family Then we'll have a Christ-like church
就是基督的身体
And that is the body of Christ
就是荣耀的教会
That is a glorious church
我们今天晚上就学习到这里